Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband.
Wife.
Are you okay?
I'm a little bit better.
What's going on?
I was much more sick, but I am sick. Yeah. So here we are.
Late.
Sick and late.
Sorry.
That doesn't happen often to me.
No, you came home from work early and then traded days to have today off work.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
No.
No.
No. So sorry for my nasaliness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sound like shit.
Thanks.
Honestly.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Really. Mm-hmm. It means a lot.
So do you remember what happened in chapter 1?
That Cyrus guy, he was like kind of cool to the Israelites and gave him some of their shit back and said, here you go. Go back home.
Yeah. He counted out their stuff to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. And I really hate myself because I missed an opportunity to go Sheshbazzar. Shesh bizarre, shesh bizarre, shep bizarre.
What?
How bizarre.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You never heard that song? How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre, how bizarre.
Literally no clue what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I'll have to play it for you and you'll have to link it in the notes
because
I'm not pulling this song out of my ass.
I believe you. I just don't know what you're talking about. So.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
so
you'll
anyway,
know it when you hear it, and I didn't do it wrong.
I believe you.
Okay.
So that was Ezra chapter 1.
Sure as fuck was.
I'm so used to saying first or second.
I know.
Get that out of my head.
Just Ezra.
It's just Ezra chapter 1.
Capable Ezra, not better than Ezra.
Right, yeah. And today we're going to be doing
Ezra chapter 2.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, we are back with Ezra, Chapter 2.
Yes, we are.
And now tell me about Shesh Bazaar.
Yeah, I was wrong. I do know the song.
Mm-hmm.
I just always thought it said something else because I'm stupid.
You thought that they were saying, help is on.
Yeah.
Instead of, how bizarre.
I mean, I never really paid that much attention to the band or the lyrics of it, you know. And it's like a one-hit wonder, I found out, because I never heard of, it's OMC?
OMC.
Who the fuck is OMC?
I don't know, it's something old. Oh, something Millionaire Club or
right,
something.
Right, right, yeah.
That's what it stands for. But
yeah.
Yeah. It was a really good song.
Yeah.
Shesh Bazaar. Shesh Bazaar. Shesh Bazaar. Shesh Bazaar.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, now these are the people of the province who came up from the captivity of the exiles, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had taken captive to Babylon. Parentheses voice. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to their own town, in company with Zerubbabel, Joshua, Nehemiah, Sariah, Reliah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mizpar, Bigvi, Rehum, and Bana.
I kind of wonder how far past this whole thing. Like, when Nebuchadnezzar, like, took them captive, right?
Mm-hmm.
To when...
This is 70 years later.
70 years later, okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the same people going back, probably, for the most part.
Right.
It was, you know, a whole new set of people going back to their old, that probably never even knew their fucking homeland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. The list of the men of the people of Israel, the descendants of Parash, 2,172. Of Shephatiah, 372. Oh, I accidentally scrolled myself away.
Oh, man, I hate it when that happens.
Of Arah, 775. Of Pehath Moab, through the line of Jeshua and Joab, 2,812. Of Elam, 1,254. Of Zatu, 954. Of Zakai,
that's a lot of numbers.
760. Of Benai, 642. Of Babai, 623. Of Esgad, 1,222. Of Adonikam, 666. Ooh. Bigvi, 2056. Of Adin, 455. Of Atir through Hezekiah, 98. Of Bazai, 323. Of Jorah, 112. Of Hasham, 223. Of Gabar, 95. The men of Bethlehem,
Jesus.
123. Of Netaphah, 56. Of Anathoth, 128. Of Asmaveth, 42. Of Kariath, Jerem, Kephira, and Beeroth, 743. Of Rama and Geba, 621. Of Mikmash, Paddywhack, 122. Of Bethel and Ai, 223. Of Nebo, 52. Of Magbish, 156. Of the other Elam, you know the other one.
Yeah, that one.
1254. Of Haram, 320. Of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 725. Of Jericho, 345. And of Sanaa, 3630. The priests.
Okay.
Of Emir, 1052. Of Pashur, 1247. Of Haram, 1017. The Levites. Oh, that was a period.
That's
the end. Yeah.
The
Levites. The musicians. The gatekeepers of the temple. The temple
boy.
Servants. Kiros. Sahaya.
Now wait.
Padon.
How do they have these jobs still if it's been 70 years? Like
Lebanon. Gabah. Akub, Hagab, Shalmai, Hanan, Gadel, Gahar, Ria, Rezin, Nakoda, Gazam, Uza, Pasea, Bazai, Asna, Minim, Nephewsome back book.
Back book?
Back book, paddywhack, given
that, that wasn't where I was going with that.
Hakufa, Harher, Vaslith, Mahita, Harsha, Barkos, Sisera, Tama, Naziah, and Hedifa. Let us not forget that we were merely trying to read the Bible, get through the Bible, and so...
Well, if we picked a day to do one late, and then, like, have another one shortly after, this is a good day.
Yeah, this is the good one.
They'd be like, this one sucked, let's just move on to the next one.
Yeah, you know? Totally. But again, mingle, read the Bible, get through it, and we're doing it together, you guys.
Yeah, that's right.
The descendants of the servants of Solomon, Jala, Darkan, Gedel, Shephatiah, Hattil. The temple servants and the descendants of the servants of Solomon, 392. The following came up from the towns of Tel Melah, Tel Harsha, Kerub, Adon, and Immer, but they could not show that their families were descended from Israel.
Mm, that's a shame.
The descendants of Deliah, Tobiah, and Nakoda, 652. And from among the priests, the descendants of Hobiah, Hakaz, and Barzillai, parentheses voice, a man who had married a daughter of Barzillai the Gileadite and was called by that name.
Mm, okay.
These searched for their family records, but they could not find them, and so they were excluded from the priesthood as unclean.
Damn the bad luck.
Now that sucks.
You're unclean just because they kept bad records?
Yep.
Man, that sucks.
You should have had them write down things better.
Huh.
Shame on you for your descendants' crime.
That's dumb.
The governor ordered them not to eat any of the most sacred food until there was a priest ministering with the Urim and the Thummim. Mm, remember those things?
I do, yeah.
The Urim was...
Those were like things on the...
On the chest plates.
Right,
and
yeah.
Whatnot and what have you.
Yeah.
Basically, it was like the dice and the and the throwing the bones.
Right.
Yeah. The whole company numbered 42,360, besides their 7,337 male and female slaves, of course.
Right, of course.
Of course.
Gotta have those.
And they also had 200 male and female singers, which apparently they also did not count.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Better to be a singer than a slave, as the saying goes.
I guess, but not much better, apparently.
No, for fuck's sake. They had 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys.
Well, that's good. Got to have a lot of ass, you know?
How much ass is too much ass?
I don't know.
Dead ass, though. When they arrived at the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, some of the heads of the families gave free will offerings toward the rebuilding of the house of God site. According to their ability, they gave to the treasury for this work 61,000 derricks of gold, 5,000 minas of silver, and 100 priestly garments.
Wow.
The priests, the Levites, the musicians, the gatekeepers, and the temple servants settled in their own towns along with some of the other people, and the rest of the Israelites settled in their towns. The end.
People settled in their towns, and there was a lot of them.
Yeah.
Sort of. But not really that many.
They had a solid count of the people, and they settled.
There was like 42,000 altogether. That's like the amount of one tribe prior to this. So they kind of slimmed their ranks.
Y'all dwindled. Quite a bit. Dwindlers.
Yeah. All right. So that was Ezra chapter 2.
Very capable.
I guess. I wouldn't call it very capable. It was capable, maybe.
It wasn't even capable, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Everything's better than Ezra.
Right.
Okay.
How bizarre.
Shall bizarre.
All right, so that was Ezra chapter 2.
Sure as fuck was.
And tomorrow / just a little bit from now, we will be back with
Ezra chapter 3.
We'll see you guys then.
Okie dokie.
Hey wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.